It's time for Balanced Living with Vicki Griffin.
Who can I trust? We are living in times of increased stress and economic uncertainty. Betrayals and failed relationships cause a loss of trust. Trust is defined as confidence or calm reliance in the ability, strength, or dependability of someone or something. Trust, optimism, and freedom from chronic anxiety yield valuable physical and mental health benefits. Young children are naturally trusting, and those who believe that people can change and improve are more forgiving and able to trust again when wrongs are committed. Children, youth, and adults who lack trust have increased levels of loneliness and social isolation linked to depression and poor health. The healthiest social relationships are marked by trust, cooperation, and fairness. Trust is good medicine. Trusting attitudes stimulate oxytocin, a hormone linked with lactation, social bonding, and compassion. Attitudes of trust, compassion, hope, and optimism are directly linked to improved immune health, better pregnancies, pain management, and improved cancer outcomes. Low optimism and high pessimism increases the risk for disease and premature death. Chronic mistrust is linked to significantly reduced immune function and suppressor of helper and T-cell activity. Increased trust is linked to better overall health and positive social ties. Trusting relationships with healthcare providers improves medical outcomes. And team attitudes of trust in the workplace are linked not only with less sickness, absenteeism, and accidents, but also improved service. Trust is hardwired in young children and is vital to individual health and social stability. This trait comes from God. His character shows us how to forgive and reestablish trust. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and by no means clearing the guilty. Exodus 34, 6 and 7. We can depend on and trust God. He is the rock. His work is perfect. All His ways are just. A God of faithfulness and without evil, just and upright is He. Deuteronomy 32, 4. Here we see a picture of a God who embodies every trait we can trust. And because He is God, we can trust Him completely. Love and trust. God invites us to trust Him because He loves us just as we are. And we love because God first loved us. 1 John 4:19. God is love. It is the essence of His nature, a nature that He wants to instill within us. All love originally comes from God. Love flows from God to us, which in turn enables us to love Him back. This relationship then frees us to have a pure, God-given love for ourselves and others. Only when we have pure love for God and ourselves can we truly love our neighbors. This amazing flow of love promotes life and healing. Healing trust. When we accept God's unconditional love for us and wholly trust in His power to transform our lives, we are energized to take better care of ourselves in order to reflect His character to a needy world. Difficult times come to all, and there is suffering and injustice to cope with in this life. Because of sin, Jesus tells us in John 16:33 to expect this very thing, but only for a time. He will make all things right very soon. He will create a new earth without the stain of sin, and you can be a part of it. Revelation 12:10-12. The more you get to know Him, the more you will trust Him. He will make you strong and wise and give you peace and even joy in this life beset with so many trials. Sacrifice and trust. Author Charles Kalman noted, "You can trust the man who died for you. The Bible reveals that God's love for man is so great that he came to this world to reveal himself through Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy 3:16. Jesus came as the Word made flesh. He created us, died to redeem us, and will give us power to be like him. John 1:10. Invited to trust. It has been said that you can trust the Lord too little, but you can never trust him too much. We can lean on God to guide us through all of life's challenges. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own judgment. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a hiding place for us. Psalm 62, 8. Faith and trust. The Bible describes faith as the assurance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11, 13. It is trusting in advance what we may only understand in reverse. Faith is that spiritual anchoring which enables a person to weather the storms of life because they trust God's promise that he will supply every need according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. Faith is looking at the situation through God's eyes as recorded in his word, the Bible. Faith is power for the journey, not a lucky charm for perfect results. See Hebrews 11. Faith grows strong when battling through obstacles and trials. This could be why Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, sometimes leads us through difficulties rather than removing them from us. Hebrews 12:2. It's time to trust. Although we cannot know the future, we can know that God wants only what is best for us. He invites us to trust him. Look to God and allow his love and mercy to calm you. Look to his word, the Bible, to instruct you. Pray. Trust in Christ, your Redeemer, to save you. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God have I put my trust. I will not fear. Psalm 56, 3 and 4.
For a donation of just $6, we will send you 6 issues of Balance Magazine, filled with cutting-edge articles on health, wellness, and practical living. Take advantage of our 6-for-6 offer while supplies last. Call now, Strong Tower Radio, 877-278-5512 or 231-468-2087.